Hello, everyone, and welcome back once again to the Great Scott Podcast. I am joined by legendary singer, Miss Brenda Russell. How's it going, Brenda?
Fantastic. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. It's a pleasure to have you on. And I know I said this before, but it's very nice to meet you and to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
And so I want to start out with a early, or rather a young Brenda. You were 3 years old whenever you really did start singing, and it really did surprise your parents that you had the talent that you do.
It did. Yes, it did. Yeah, when I was three, I sang a Christmas song for my parents' friends. So they put me out in front of the group of people and I sang Jungle Bells because I had it wrong. I thought it was jungle, not jingle. And everybody applauded and laughed so hard. Then I went, oh, is that what happens when you do something singing in front of people? That was my first experience.
And you are the daughter of two singers as well. One of them is
Yes.
Gus Gordon and Cinnamon Sharp. And
Yes.
Gus was a part of the group, the Ink Spots.
Yes, very big group. They were the sort of the boys to men of their time.
Yeah. And they sang with Ella Fitzgerald as well as many other great big names as well.
Yes, they did. My dad worked with a lot of amazing people during a time when in the South, it was very difficult when they were on tours because they weren't allowed to stay anywhere where there are white people staying. So
Right.
they weren't allowed to use the same washrooms and the same water fountains, and it was pretty bad actually. But they made it through.
Did you go around singing with your dad as well when he was touring?
We only sang at home together.
Oh, gotcha.
I was too small to go hang out with him, but he was a
Gotcha.
great singer.
Okay. So there's something that was interesting that happened in your career. I know I'm kind of jumping ahead when I say this, but you had performed with Neil Sedaka, and then there was another famous person that had seen what you had did with this person, with Neil Sedaka, and that really did change your career.
Yeah, there's a pivotal moment because Neil was signed to Rocket Records, which was Elton John's label. And Elton, when we somehow got the gig to sing with Neil, and Elton heard about us and his manager, and they actually signed us to Elton's label, Rocket Records.
Ah.
Me and my ex-husband were a duo at the time, so we were Brian and Brenda Russell, and they signed us, and we did two albums for them.
Wow. So do you still keep in contact with Elton at all or Neil and
No, but I loved him very much. He was so gifted. He was a very talented guy. He is. And I remember playing at Wimbledon Stadium, I think it's in London, and it's like 90,000 people out there, and we were singing background for him, my ex and a friend of ours named Donnie Gerard, three of us, and it was 90,000 people out there. And we sang with Elton, and at a party at his suite afterwards, I was standing by the door, and there was a knock on the door, and I opened the door, and there was standing Paul McCartney, Linda McCartney, and Stella, and I was like, "Come in!" I was so shocked.
Wow. So those were the people Elton hung around, eh?
Yes,
Yes.
it was amazing.
And so going along with your career, I know again I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but
That's okay.
I love this group that you're a part of called Doctor Music.
Yes.
That's a great name for a group, by the way.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Very clever man named Doug Riley. We made the group after his initials, DR, so we called it Dr. Music. And he hired all eight singers, and we had an eight-piece band behind us, so it was pretty phenomenal. Harmonies galore, and we toured all over Canada. We were in Canada at the time, and we had a TV series, a national TV series. I forgot the name of it, but it was a lot of fun.
So that happened. You joined that group like two years after graduating college, was it?
No, I never went to college, but I went
Okay.
to the College of Music in Toronto. I moved to Toronto, and that was my education about music, period. But I forgot where I was.
No, but but Canada is really where you found your musical success the
Thank
most
you.
in your career.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last bit.
Oh yeah, I was saying how you had pretty much found your musical success in Canada, because you had moved there when you were like 12.
Yes, you're
Yes.
good at this.
Oh yes.
You actually know.
Absolutely. I like to do my research on who I'm interviewing. Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. But so what was it about Canada that really I know the musical success, but what was it about Canada that drew you there?
Well, it was my mother. She sent me with my father. They were divorced. She said, "You should go live with your dad in Canada." So I did. And it was very different because I was like the only black kid in my whole school. Like, it was a big school. And so I always make a joke, when you look at our class pictures, you never have to wonder, which one are you?
Right.
Because I kind of stand out, you know what I mean?
Right. And so you also were helping out your mom as well, since she was in the music business, and she would call on you to for like lyrics and songwriting and
Not so much, but she would, when I was real small, she used to wake me up in the middle of the night to sing a part so she could hear the harmony and sing with me, because she didn't have recording equipment at that time. So,
Oh,
so I'd
wow.
be like, yeah, okay, mom. But I loved it because it made me a part of her music world, and I felt really good about that.
Yeah. So there's also now you've written scores for movies as well. One of them being The Color Purple, which we will definitely get to here in a second. But another one that you did was with Stevie Wonder on Denzel's John Q.
Wow, you really have studied. yes, I wrote that with Stevie. When I called him and asked him to write with me, he said, "Sure, but now with an Oscar with you." We didn't win the Oscar, but we did have fun writing this song.
And then it takes us to The Color Purple as well,
Yes.
and which was produced by Oprah
And Steven Spielberg and
Winfrey.
Quincy Jones.
And Quincy Jones. That's three huge power Hollywood hitters right there.
I couldn't ask for more than that, right?
Would you say that's your favorite project to date that you've done thus far?
Well, it's such a long project because writing the musical was huge. Like, we took 5 years to write the Broadway musical, The Color Purple. And it was a lot of work, but a labor of love, definitely.
And it still stands to this day, some 40 some odd years later.
Still, what to this day?
And it still stands. It's one of the most famous films ever.
Oh yeah, I'm so excited about that whole project. I mean, it's lasted a long time in this country. People love the story. It touches everybody, black, white, green, yellow, doesn't really matter.
And I just want to say thank you for doing that project as well. It's been a pleasure. Watching The Color Purple and watching your guys' work. And I do thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Did you see the movie?
I did.
Oh, far out. Did you like
I
it?
loved
Just
it.
tell
Yeah.
me in the interview now. No, I hated it.
Oh, no.
No, I'm
No,
kidding.
not at all. Anybody who says that they hate it, I don't think really enjoyed what they saw.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Nobody has said that.
Absolutely. So, is there any projects that I can promote for you, Brenda?
Well, right now I'm recording my new album. It's called Song Painter, and I've just recorded a few tracks, and it's going really well. I'm like so happy about it. I've been recording with my co-producer, Stefan Oberhoff. He lives in Nashville, so I've gone to Nashville to record. Pretty spectacular.
Are you doing any tours at all?
Probably after I finish this record, you know, they kick me out on the road again.
Well, I hope that when you do tour, you come to Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I'm at.
Oh, cool. I love that. Isn't Alida Adams from there?
What's that?
Alida Adams. Isn't she from Kansas City, Missouri?
I think so.
I think so too. I think that's where she was discovered.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great musical history here, and I think I think that you should come.
Thank you.
Well,
I
Brenda,
appreciate
thank
it.
you so much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you for your time.
God
Have a good
bless you,
day.
and thank you.
God bless you too. Thanks, Michael.